It is your fixture release reaction for the 23-24 Premier League season. Liverpool's fixtures are out already. Neil was threatened 75 days ago with the release of the fixtures, or is that not for the release of the fixtures, that for the new season?
Yeah, well, the Monday after the last game, the Premier League tweeted it was 75 days until the first game of next season.
Terrifying. And now the season is technically upon us, because we now know where we're going to be and when, or at least... Please note all dates and times subject to change for broadcast purposes and scheduling of European matches. But Neil, we start off at Chelsea away on the 13th of August, my birthday. It's also known as Anfield Blundell's birthday. it's a stern start, I must say, but it's given me very 16-17 Arsenal away vibes.
Yeah, I think, so I was talking on a Lost Tapes that we've got pre-recorded to Dan Morgan yesterday, and we were actually talking about 16-17, and in it we talked about the fact that the feeling that the manager plotted the season, and certainly plotted the running, knew what he was about and knew where he was going to end up in the running. And in it, and in general, I've said on when I did the season review conversation, that we need to think about Manchester City a little bit less, and we need to relax a little bit more. And I think that what we need to do is plot a run through a campaign. I wanted Tottenham first game away, knowing it would be away game. I wanted it to be Tottenham. I wanted us to go to somewhere where we might win, but a draw's all right. And Chelsea's not too far away from that. I think Chelsea will be stronger next season. I think the Pochettino being in, there'll be a grander plan. It won't be the same as it was last season for a number of sides, as and when they played Chelsea. But it's the sort of game that we could win, but a draw's all right. And I think being able to kick off the first game of the season and not feel like we're 1-0 down immediately feels like progress. And I think in general, allowing that to be progress is really, really important. So in a really weird way, when Manchester City beat us 4-1, that's this last season, that's their 28th game of the season, and they're on 64 points when they beat us. So the most points they can get at that moment is 94. And my point is that last season, City, after 14 games, were on 32 points. After 28 games, they were on 64 points. And my argument here is that they plotted a course through the season really, really well.